ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz L'Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara says, starting on the bottom of the previous daf, that Rav Samloi taught that there are 613 mitzvahs, Taryag mitzvahs, and Rav Hamnuna explains the breakdown that 611 out of the 613 were taught to us by Moshe, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Moirosha, and Torah is a gematria 611, so that's the 611 out of 613 taught to us by Moshe, and the remaining two, which is Anoichi and Le'iyah, the Gemara says that we heard directly from Hashem. Anoichi ve'le'iyah l'cha, the Ramban in Chumash in Parashas Yisro explains this Gemara is based upon a simple poshep shat shtel, a question that you could have when you just read the Aseres HaDibrois in Parashas Yisro, and you can see clearly, says the Ramban, that the syntax, the focus changes between the first two Dibrois and the last eight. The first two Dibrois, says the Ramban, are Beloshen Noichach, they're in the second person. Hashem addresses us directly, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yilecha Elohim Achir Malponai, etc., etc., talking directly to us. Masha'in Kain, the other Dibrois, says the Ramban, are written in the third person, Lo Yisiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashov. The Ebershter is a outside party, so to speak. Someone's talking to us about Hashem. Etc., etc., and so on and so forth. Therefore, says Ramban, that this simple shtel on the difference in Lashonis between the first two Dibrois and the remaining ones are what generated this teaching of the Gemara, that Anoichi and Le'ilecha we heard directly from Hashem. He told it to us straight, so that's why it's written B'loshen Noichach, talking directly to us. Masha'in came the 611, including the last eight of the 10 Dibrois, those were taught to us by Moshe, what he heard from Hashem to tell us, and therefore they're in the third person. Pemis says the truth is that a number of Meforshim say that the Gemara is very schwer, and to say that Klal Yisrael didn't hear the last eight Dibrois is a difficulty from Psukim and Tanakh, particularly in Parashas for Eschanon, directly after the Aseres HaDibrois, it says, Asadvorim Ha'ela, in other words, all these Dvorim, presumably all the 10 Dibrois, Dibra Hashem al Kol Kahalchem Bohor, Mitoicha Esh, Anav Arafel, etc. And the Pasuk says that Hashem spoke El Kol Kahalchem, all these Aseres HaDibrois, apparently, Mitoicha Esh. So is it really Yitochen, is it really possible to say that the Klal Yisrael did not here altogether, the last eight Dibrois, they were just heard it from Moshe, who was the one who heard it, so to speak, privately from Hashem. And the Mefarshim, in fact, mostly don't learn this way. Now, Ramban in Chumash shtels on this, in Yisroel, in Parashas Shmois, in Seder Shmois, in Perek Vov, Perek Chof, in Parashas Yisroel, and Ramban says that Avadi, you have to learn that Klal Yisrael heard all 10 Dibrois like it's Mochach and the Psukim. What's the difference between the first eight and the first two to the last eight? Ramban says on this a very curious thing. Ramban says that the difference was that the first two, the Yidin, were Shemin as HaDibrois, and Vinim Oysam Imenu Kashe Yovin Oysam Moshe. In other words, they heard the Dibrois and they understood them directly, with clarity, directly from Hashem. The same clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu understood them in, they did not need anybody to interpret or to explain them to them. Masha'in Kain says the Ramban, the last eight Dibrois, Klal Yisrael heard the Dibur, Yishmu'u Kol HaDibur, V'lo Yovinu Oysoi. They did not understand it. V'yitztarech Moshe litargem lohem kol dibur v'dibur ad Sheyavinu Oysa Moshe. So that Moshe is metargem in the sense of a Torgamon, not just a translator. A Torgamon, Moshe is mefarish, he elaborates, he interprets, he explains, and that way, says Ramban, when we understood it, it was an understanding that we acquired it from Moshe. Sheyavinu Oysa Moshe. As a result of that, says Ramban, because the Klal Yisrael was going to be destined to understand with clarity the entire first two Dibros directly from Hashem. So therefore, that said to them, Beloshen Noichach, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, because they could just hear it straight from him and understand everything. Masha'in Kain, the last eight Dibros, which even though Klal Yisrael is hearing them, but they don't really understand them. And the only understanding with clarity they're going to get is when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats, elaborates, and mitargem then to them. So therefore, since the only one who's really, so to speak, getting it when he hears it from Hashem is going to be Moshe, so therefore the Baruch Shalom does not say this, Beloshen Noichach, to Klal Yisrael, he doesn't put it directly in the language of second person, rather it's a third person kind of voice, says Ramban, because of the fact that they're not destined to fully understand these Dibrois. So Ramban's understanding of this is that the crux of the distinction, the first two divots and the last eight, is in terms of Havana, which is a remarkable thing that's quite a chiddush and not really mefurish, obviously, in the Gemara or the Psukim, that the chilek is a chilek in Havana. However, this is the Shitas Ramban. The Be'er Sheva in Horias Daf Ches, where the Gemara goes to, a somewhat similar sugya to this one and some elements of the sugya. The Be'er Sheva says that he saw a bunch of Meforshim that discussed the issues in terms of the first two divots and the last eight and what the distinction is. He says, Mechuvah Shebekulam, the clearest of all of them, is what it says in the Sefer Maise Hashem for Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi. Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi was a very, very early Achroin, the turn of the generation of the Achroinim. And the Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi wrote the Sefer called Maise Hashem and Chumash, which you can get today. And the Maise Hashem, he learns a little different from the Ramban. He says, of the idea that the Yidden Grada did understand both the first two Dibbers and the last eight, and they heard it from Hashem and they understood him. The difference is, the Maharaj Ashkenazi says, Al Derech HaMoshel. He says, it says in Parshas Voschanon, the way Chazal understands the Psukim, the way that Midrash understands the Psukim over there, what it says is that the Yidden hear the first two Dibbers of Hashem, and they get very, very scared, and they go to Moshe Rabbeinu, they say, Dabar Ato Imanu V'Nishma, V'Al Yadabar Imanu Elikim Penomos. And according to the understanding of the Midrash, that's something which the Yidden say after the first two Dibrois, say after the last eight they heard from Moshe. So Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi says, imagine that you're in the throne room of some very, very fearsome and powerful king. He's very powerful. He's got his officers. He's got his second in command. He's got the Hamoinam, ordinary people who are in the throne room. So if the king, with all of his pachad and all of his tremendous fearsomeness and awe-inspiring the aura that he has, so if he turns to one of the Hamoin Am and commands him directly, that person will be filled with a pachad and an ema, just with a trembling and unable to, again, immobilized, says the Maharaj Ashkenazi. But what happens if this Hamoin Am, ordinary individual, is in the throne room and the king does have something to command him, but instead of commanding him directly, the king turns to a important official of the court and the king says, I want you to talk to so-and-so and tell him that he has to do this and this thing for me. So even though the ordinary individual's in the throne room, he's hearing the king, he's hearing that this is a command which is going to be for him, but since the king is not directly addressing him straight out, so therefore he's not going to be filled with the tremendous pachad and immobilized with fear and trepidation. And that's the chiluk, or Ashkenazi says, it's in the first two dibros and the last eight. It's simply a question of who the Ibishtu is turned toward and who he was addressing. The first two dibros, the Ibishtu addressed the Yidden directly, and that was too much for them. They were filled with this pachad that we spoke of from Parshas Voschanon. So the Ibishtu, therefore, in the last dibros, so to speak, turns to Moshe, and the Yidden are hearing everything that he says. And the Yidden, they hear it, according to him, presumably they understand the dibros and everything. Nonetheless, what's happening is the Ibishtu is telling Moshe, you to transmit to the Yidden these dibros, you give over to them this, that there's eight more dibros that I want them to keep, I want them to adhere to. So therefore, that took away the pachad, and that's the whole difference between the first two dibros and the last eight, says Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi. He says, and that he understands is a simple understanding of the Psukim in Parashas Yisroi, that Ibishtu tells to Moshe, Laman Yishba Ha'om B'dabri Imoch V'gam B'choy Aminu Lo'olam. So Yishma Ha'om B'dabri Imoch means that the Yidden are going to hear when I speak to you, which Ramban is also masking, by the way, the Yidden heard when they spoke to Moshe. According to Ramban, an interesting thing, they heard but they did not understand. According to Maharaj Ashkenazi, heard and they did understand, but Afal Pikain, it wasn't said to them yet. The Ibishtu was just telling Moshe to give over to them, and therefore then, after they didn't hear it, having the transmission of the Dibros from Hashem to Moshe to give to them, then Moshe turns and Moshe gives it to them. The Ramban, in the beginning of his Hasogos to the Sefer Mitzvos LaRambam in Shirish Aleph, the Ramban raises two very basic questions about the etim teaching of Rabbi Shmuloi, the Tariag Mitzvahs Nemel Moshe B'Sinai. The Ramban asks two basic things. Number one is, says Ramban, is this something which just happens to be, according to Rabbi Shmuloi's count, because he figured it all out and he made a big, big list, and then he counted it all up and it ended up being 613, but not that there's any significance, and Rabbi Shmuloi just kind of arrived at that conclusion because he decided to count it up one day and he realized it was 613. Or is there an etim Alocha Moshe B'Sinai in the Minyan HaMitzvah, says Ramban? Maybe you could say that the to give Alocha Shasina how many minyan mitzvahs there are, and that's what you know, that there have to be 613, and you have to arrive at that, so you figure it out. You chesben exactly which psukim in the Torah are mitzvahs and whether which are not mitzvahs, and it has to add up to 613 be'etzem, because that's Alocha Shasina. That's one shayla. The second shayla asked the Ramban, is this just for some lawyer's personal shita that there's 613 mitzvahs, and others could argue, and maybe others do argue in different places in Shas, or perhaps it is something which is Be'etzem muskim l'chol ha'deis. And the truth is, as Ramban points out, there are a number of places in the Gemara and in the Midrashim that Chazal make reference to 613 mitzvahs, so it doesn't really sound like it's only Rav Simloy. However, the Ramban really does clear that he starts by clearing it. Maybe only Rav Simloy holds this way, and Ramban gives examples of where it's really not very simple at all to say that every single Tana and Amoira and Shas and the Midrashim have to hold of 613. Because, for example, says Ramban, there's several places in the Gemara where you have a machloikas whether something is a mitzvah, whether that thing is a rishus. The Gemara in Saita brings down the kinoi asishta, a person who suspects his wife of adultery, so he warns her, he does a kinoi, and that in turn generates a stira and a shem saita. So he warns his wife. The kinoi asishta, according to Bishmol, it's a rishus. According to Bakiva, he says it's a choiva. According to Bakiva, a person suspects his wife of being having an affair with somebody, he has to warn her off. According to Bishmol, there's no such mitzvah to warn her off. Loyal mem tavoidu, that you have an ever kanani and you have to hold on to him and you're not allowed to free him. Bakiva says, it's a choyva. According to Bishmol, it's a rishus. You don't have to free him, but if you want, you could free him. And Bishmol doesn't agree that there's an issur to free the slave. According to Bakiva, there's a chiyuv to loyal mem tavoidu to subordinate him, subjugate him forever. Likewise, lo yitambo, that's a per kohen's wife, he can metami to his wife. Is it a mitzvah or is it a rishus? Machlekes tanoim in the Gemara, if a kohen metami l'ishtoi is a mitzvah or a rishus. And a number of these places, other places, Ramban gives another example, just chometz after Pesach. If you hold this deraisa, then it's the mamish and isser in the Torah that the Gemara Darshan is one of the psukim that you're not allowed to have consume the chometz that was they had over Pesach. That's chometz of Pesach. According to some, it's deraisa. According to other tanoim of Shimon, it's only the amana. So therefore, I end up, and Ramban gives other examples, I end up with a possible imbalance in the count that according to some sheetahs in the Gemara, I'm going to have more mitzvahs. According to some sheet in the Gemara, I'm going to have less mitzvahs. So according to some, you're going to end up with either you'll have 613 according to some and 616 according to others, or 613 and 610. Is it really something that everybody has to start worrying about? Everybody in Shas, it's a muskim, the number of 613, and therefore I have to make certain that if I take away one, I hold that pasuk is only a rishus, I'm going to have to find in a different pasuk is a choiva, which Ramban says we don't find anywhere in Shas, that the Gemara seems to be nervous about such a thing. And by Mr. Ramban's mitzvah, that perhaps the easiest thing to do is to suggest that if some lawyer's number of 613 is not muskim, there are others that hold that the number is more than 613 or less than 613, according to which psukim they hold in the Torah are a chiv, and which are not a chiv. Moreover, says the Ramban, we actually find in the Medrash Rabbah and Shir Hashirim a possible smach for this. Possible smach, because there's actually a machloikus about the teaching of our Gemara that at the 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe and the two mitzvahs in Pirnei Pi Agvura, there's a machloikus about that. Our Gemara just says it with pshitos, but in the Medrash Chazisa, which is the Medrash of Shir Shirim Rabbo, it says it was Shumalev and Rabbanon argue about it. The Shumalevi said that two dibrois, the Yidden heard straight from Hashem, the Sanoich and Yilcha. The other dibrois, they heard from Moshe. And that's, of course, like our Gemara. The Rabbanon in the Shir Shirim Rabbah says that Kol HaDibrois, Shom Yisrael HaPirat Baruch Hu, the Yidden heard all of the dibrois from the Rabbanon Shalom himself. Says the Ramban, the first man, the Omar, over there in the Midrash, holds like our Gemara, and he's going to be based upon the same drasha our Gemara makes, that Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, Torah is 611, and then there's two more, Noich and Le'il, you get the 613, and that's how he has the two heard straight from Hashem, and the Torah part, the 611, heard from Moshe. Mashain came, the Rabbanon over there in the Midrash, they argue in our Gemara, and they hold that Kol HaDirashom Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not going to agree with this drasha of Torah, the 611, they don't have any such drasha, obviously. They heard that they hold that all the dibrois, they get them straight from Hashem. If that's the case, says the Ramban, maybe they're choylik on the entire minute of the 613. If you hold that you hold it as drasha of the Torah, Tzivalon HaMoshe, so then the 611 and the drasha, plus another two more, and you get the 613. But the Rabbanon in the Midrash don't hold it a drasha. They don't hold it a drasha. And therefore, it's possible that they have no source whatsoever that there are 613 mitzvahs. Maybe they have a different number of mitzvahs according to their own count. Or maybe they agree that there is an etzem mesoyer that's muskim l'chol Yisroel, that the number of mitzvahs is 613. They just happen to hold that it's not true that 8 of the 10 dibrois we heard from Moshe rather than from Hashem. They hold all the dibrois we heard from Hashem. L'maisa, in the end of the Ben of an Arichos, the Ramban says that he believes that mipnei hispashtos hachesben hazeh b'chol mokom, since we find so many places in the Dibur Chazal and the Gemara, the Midrashim, that they always go with 613 mitzvahs, we ought to take out of there noimar that it's mosur b'yodah mipi Moshe Rabbeinu misinai, that the number is 613. In other words, there's a count that was given to us, that the number, Et Sinai, Hashem says to Moshe, that the number is 613. I, Zokter Ramban, if that's the case, every time I start saying, Lo Ilmem Tavoyd is a Roshuth rather than a Choyva, or Lo Yitam is a Roshuth rather than a Choyva, I now am down by one, it's about down to 612 perhaps. I have to start saying, okay, so according to this man, the Omer, what mitzvah they used to mash in the Cheshbin? There should be another whole complicated series of Shachavatarius in the Gemara. Every time you delete one from the count, I have to add another mitzvah somewhere, and I have to, what does the Alamandama do with it? He'll not have the other mitzvah. It should begin a very complicated cheshbonus in the Gemara regarding what each man the Amar does with the count of the 613 once he adds or subtracts from the number of activities which are a choiva or a shesh in the Torah. Why don't you ever find that? So Ramban says that the answer to that is that even though the Gemara knew good and well that we have to deal with that, and there's going to have to be some answer to this question, there has to be another mitzvah, the Yamashlim, Afal Pikain, we are not makpid in the Gemara, lish alaleha, we're not makpid to get into the question and to have a discussion on that, because it's very teef and it's very difficult to really fathom it and get every think straight to figure exactly what every single mandama does with all the different mitzvahs, what makes which one's reshus and which one's chayvah to end up with a 613 is too complicated and difficult, and therefore the Gemara left that out of the shakl of Atarius. Al-Kapana, this is Maskonas Ramban, that Rasam Loi's teaching of the Tariq mitzvah of the Shiva Sinai is not just that he happens to have that count, but rather that it's Masir from Sinai that count must exist and must be 613. Now, in the Lashon of our Gemara, which says that 611 mitzvahs are said by Moshe to us, Tirat Tzivalon Moshe, and two were said by the Ebershah directly to us, that's Anoichi V'li'ochai P'agvura Shamanim. Certainly the simple reading of our Gemara is Mavur, that Anoichi is one of those two mitzvahs, and Lo'yiyah is the other of the two mitzvahs, and therefore between those two, I bring my count up to 613. And the Rishonim, Shtel on the Medayek, Medaktek, on both of these elements, both points. In other words, one is that Anoichi is a mitzvah, and two is that Lo'yiyah is only one mitzvah. Both of these points are the subject of discussion in the Rishonim. Now, Mr. Rambam, the Semitz L'Rambam, Mitzvah Asei, in the Asei Chayiluk of the Sefer, he says the Mitzvah HaRishayin, or the very first of the Aseis, is Atzivoy, Lahamin HaLakus, to believe in the existence of an almighty being, in the Lakus, V'ushanonamin Shiyish Ilo V'Sibo, Poyel HaCholim Tzoyis, that there's one almighty being who's the Sibo, the creator, and the bringer into being of all the existences, all the things that exist in the universe. And then is, says the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, and the Rambam immediately goes and quotes out Gemara of Soif Gemara Masechta Makis Amru Tag Mitzvah Nemel Moshe B'Sinai, and the Gemara says I the Pasuk only has 611 Torah Sivil and Moshe. So the answer is Anoich and Yelacha Pe'agvura Shamanim. So Ramban says you see Pufeirish his Bar Lacha Ki Anoich Hashem Alekecha is Maklal the 613 Mitzvahs, and that's a Tzivoy in Emuna and believing in the Ben Shom Kamoish Shabiana like we explained. In other words, see, the Ramban is bringing from this Gemara a strong Rambam is bringing from this Gemara a strong Raya that Anoichi is reckoned the count of the minhag mitzvahs. Now, Hayyasa never agrees with that, like we'll see, and the Ramban over there notes that the Bahag disagrees. He doesn't count Anoichi. The Rambam obviously has to stress this point, and he's bringing the Farish Gemara that you can't say like the Bahag because you'll end up without the 613 mitzvahs. I mean, the Gemara is saying 611 is Torah Tzivalon Moshe plus two more Anoichi and Lagia. If Anoichi is not in the count, you only end up with one more, not two more, and that's against the Gemara. So this is the Rambam's Raya against the Bahag. Now, obviously, in terms of understanding the Bahag, you would want to know, first of all, what does the Bahag do to answer this kasha from our Gemara? He doesn't count Anoichi in the minyan mitzvahs, so how did he do with the Gemara that says Anoichi and Li'ilachor as Mashlim, the final two? In addition, though, obviously, you always also want to know what is the understanding of the Bahag, what's the Svara behind it, does he have a source anywhere in Shas on his own that Anoichi is not counted in the minyan, is it based on Svara, what's the Svara? So the Ramban over there in his Hasagos on the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam goes to defend the Bahag and to figure it out. And as far as these two issues, the Ramban understands that the Bahag is based upon a simple svara that Anoichi, which is Emuna in Hashem, is not something which should be counted in the list of the Taryag. The Ramban says, Ki kabolas mitzvois ini b'fnei atzmoi, u mitzvois hanigzoris ini b'fnei atzmoi. One is the being makabel, the svara over the mitzvahs over us. In other words, that the Eivishter is the Kol Yochel and he's Elokim, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, and therefore he's our mitzvah, and be mekabel his role as a mitzvah over us, that's Anoichi. And then there's the actual adherence and a fulfillment of the mitzvahs themselves, the Ramban says those are two very distinct things, and therefore the opinion of the Bahag was you don't just count them into one list. There's a list of 613 pu'ulos that we do, and then the first, Anoichi, is not part of that list. Anoichi is the etzem acceptance of the sorora of the Baruch Shem over us as a mitzvah. That's the Ramban explaining the yesod behind the Bahag, and the Ramban does not come up with any gemara anywhere that should support the Bahag that Anoichi isn't a mitzvah, and we'll talk about that idea. Now, the truth is that the Malbim in Chumash, in Parshas Yisro over there, writes that he brings down that there are those that taina on the Ramban that it's actually impossible to count Anoichi as a mitzvah. The emes is, the way the Ramban puts it, it's not impossible at all. He's just saying a svara that the acceptance of the role of the Baruch Shem as the mitzvah is distinct from the actual acceptance of the tzivuyim, and therefore two different things, you don't put them in one list. However, the Malbim goes further, and he brings down that the Chizdoi Kreskis, that's one of the G'dayle Rishonim in the forum of philosophy, the G'dayle Kreskis and the Or Hashem, tainted on the Rambam, that it's actually impossible to rechon anoichi as a mitzvah. And the truth is, as we'll see a little bit, it seems that the Tashbeitz and his tshuva on it, in the Tshuva's Tashbeitz, also tainted the same thing on the Rambam, that it's actually impossible. They go much further than the Ramban. What they tainted is that if I have a mitzvah, the definition of a mitzvah is that I understand and recognize that there's someone out there that's able to mitzvah me, and he gave me this particular mitzvah. Now imagine if I would be unsure if there's someone out there that's mitzvah me. Would I be able to address that by having the mitzvah tell me, I'm commanding you that you have to believe in me? In order to have the command itself, you have to start with the Hanocha Kedumah, you have to start with the first principle that there is an entity that's being mitzvah me, that's have the koyach to mitzvah me, and now, based upon my recognition of the existence of this entity that's mitzvah, he's able to go ahead and mitzvah me. He can't have that there's a commandment commanding me to believe that there's a mitzvah, because manashoch, if I don't believe it, then I won't have anything to found the commandment upon either. And meilo, that's the tiny of Chodoy Kreskis that he says that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the aside that underlies all the mitzvahs, that's our recognition, our emun, and the existence of the Baruch Shem, but it can't possibly be counted as a mitzvah, because counting as a mitzvah implies that we're commanded to do that. And manashoch, if you wouldn't believe it, then there'll be no commander to give the commandment either, and meilo, it's not shaykh to offer that in the form of a mitzvah, in the form of a commandment. That's what Chodoy Kreskis Taina, but Mr. Tashbeit says something very similar, and they're tining on the Rambam that it's mamash not impossible to say what you're saying. How could Anoichi be a mitzvah? That means that the commander is addressing a situation. I might not believe him. He says, well, I command you to believe him. Manashoch, if you're not sure, so what did it help to offer that commandment? You're not sure he even exists. That's the kasha on the Rambam, and the Malbim writes that if you're medaktik in the lashonis of the Rambam, you can see that the Rambam himself answers this kasha absolutely with a complete teretz. What the Yisai of the Malbim says is really meduyik pretty clearly in the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam as well, but the Malbim particularly focuses on the Yad, rather than the Sefer Mitzvah, and the Yad, the Rambam says it really clearly. The Malbim writes that the way the Rambam addresses this question is that Avada Avada, the mitzvah of Anoichi, it does come with a Hanocha Kedumah, with the first principle that is a mitzvah. Even before the mitzvah of Anoichi, and even if there had not been a mitzvah of Anoichi, I would still know there's a mitzvah. The Gans Klal Yisrael knows they were all at Mount Taira, the Yidden were all at Sinai. We saw the Yisrael Mitzrayim, and we saw the Nisim in the Midbar, we saw Mount Taira. And you know that there's a mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah, the commander, is able to give you commandments. However, what the mitzvah of Anoichi is moisif onto that, what the Ibrish is commanding us to do, says the Malbim, is to recognize that that mitzvah, the one who's given me the commandment, is mechuyav hamitzius. The Bemis is of the Malbim, we could have theoretically had that the mitzvah, that's mitzvah us, the commandments, the commands us to do all these mitzvahs, is someone way down to the totem pole. Maybe he's number 1,000 in the important line of important entities in the universe. Now, the standard, he happens to be have a srora over us. He gives us 613 commandments, and we got to do them because his srora is over us. So we have to recognize and be maimon that that's not so in the case of mitzvahs that come from the Baruch Shem. Mitzvahs come from the Baruch Shem come from the one who's the absolute ultimate in the universe. The Ebrister is mechuy of Hamatzius, he's the only one whose existence is dependent only upon himself and not upon any outside force. That's Mechuy of Hamatzius. Debrish says, Kol Yochel, he's almighty, and etc. And these are elements, Zakti, the Malbim, that there are things that are not inherently at the basis of this notion that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzavos and is giving us mitzvahs. He could mitzavos give us mitzvahs without being mechuyav hametzius and without being kol yochel and etc. Oh, but the mitzvah to imaimin, one of the mitzvahs is, we have to imaimin that that Ribbono Shel Olam that's mitzavah to us, that is mechuyav hametzius and is kol yochel and etc. And the Malbim says that if you go through the Perek Aleph of the Sefer Torah of the Rambam, you really could see this clearly. The Rambam is quite meirich over there, and he said the Rambam starts by saying the yosoidos, amra chochmois, you know, there's a motzei rishon, mamzi kol nimtza, etc., etc. In other words, that there's one entity that's mechuyav hametzius, and he was boyre everything else, and he's a sibah for everything in the world, along with the Rambam. And then the Rambam says that this motzei, this entity, this Ribbono Shel Olam, he's a lekei ha'olam adon kol ha'oretz, he's the manaka galgal b'koach she'in lekeitz v'tachlis, he's almighty, he has unlimited might, unlimited power, etc., etc. So the Rambam lochavav fi yedias dovor zemitzvah say shenema noich Hashem alikecha. So you see the feish zok the Malbim the yedias dovor zemitzvah say. That comes from halachavav in Perak Aleph of Yisrael Torah. After Rambam gives a whole speech about the different qualities of Bari Yolam the Ribbono Shel Olam, and those are all nichlal in the mitzvah of anoich Hashem alikecha. Pemisa was actually very mesupik according to that. Where exactly you're supposed to see this in the pasuk over there? The pasuk should have said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Shani Mechuyav Metzius and Kol Yochel and etc. But l'maisa it's mashmin some aforeshe Rambam that is nichol and Asher Yisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, Yisichem Mitzrayim is something which didn't come about just because the Ribbono Shel Olam had a more powerful gun and a more powerful bow and arrow than the Mitzrayim had, but rather than the process of Yisichem Mitzrayim, like you know all of the different makos and the moisim and etc. That they show the Ibrishter's Kol Yochel status. They showed that he has every single ability that there is, and consequently, nichol in the Hashem Elokecha is this thing that the Rambam says to recognize that Ribbono Shel Olam is mukhach hametzius and kol yochel and all those qualities. So that is the Shitas HaRambam, as the Malbim explains. At any rate, as far as the Shitas HaBahag, who argues on the Rambam and does not count Anoichi as one of the mitzvahs, said emerges from the Ramban of the seven mitzvahs that we spoke of, the Bahag had no Gemara in support of his idea that Anoichi is not a mitzvah, but rather he said it based upon Svora, like we've been explaining the Svoras to this thing. The Tashbates and the Tshuvas Tashbates and Chelak Alf Kaflametes writes about this Ramban. He starts with a lotion of subservience to the Ramban, man yorlo me afrei malin einin, etc., like expression. He says, as great as the Ramban was, he says it's something we can't be makabel to the Bahag, should have overrode a clear Gemara, the simple reading of our Gemara. And our Gemara seems to say very, very clearly that Anoichi and Le'ilacha are two, and they are Mipi Gvura Shemanum. And even though there's a way out of it, like we'll talk about Hashem later, I've added the Pashup Shad is that the Gemara is Mavua, that Anoichi is a mitzvah. And based upon a Svara, although it could be a very good Svara, and a Geshmaka Svara, says that Tashbeis, he does not believe you're going to go against a simple Pashup Shad of a Gemara. So he's Mochrach Zokte, that Bahag had a Gemara in support of his Shita, so he knew based on that other Gemara, not long the Pashtus of the Sugi Makas Chav Dalet. What is this other Gemara? So the Tashbeis identifies this other Gemara, and since the Tshuvah Tashbeis, like we said, and granted the Megillas Esther and some of the other Meforshim on the Sefer Mitzvah over there also quote the same thing from the Tashbeis, from the Rashbats in the Zohar Hakia. That's actually another sefer written by the same Gadol, Rav Shimon ben Semach Duran, one of the great 15th century Gedolei Olam, and he wrote the Tshuvas Tashbeis, very lengthy Tshuvas, and he also wrote this chibur on mitzvahs called the Rashbats on mitzvahs, the Zohar Hakia. And in the Zohar Hakia, he says the same thing, that which is to say that there's really this Gemara in Masechet Ha'Horis Daf Ches. What does it say in Ha'Horis Daf Ches? So in Gemara in Ha'Horis Daf Ches says as follows. Over there it's talking about the Soyer Avodah Zorah, which is a pasuk at the end of Shlach. And it speaks of certain kabbonos that the Yochid brings and the Tzibur brings for this particular Aveira of Avodah Zorah, which generates different types of kabbonos. The Soyer Avodah Zorah, normally a Yochid does a chet, the Shoyge, he brings a kisboi Seira. Avodah Zorah, the carbon is different. It's Soyer Avodah Zorah, it's a Soyer, it's a male goat. It's discussed at the end of Shlach. The thing is that the Pasuk in Shlach does not mention specifically anything about the fact that it was Avodah Zorah. The Lashonis are extremely unclear in the Pasuk there, and just from reading it alone, you wouldn't really figure out that it's talking about a korban that's brought from Avodah Zorah. So there's a matarai in the Gemara with different halachim in Ha'Horis Daf Ches trying to figure out how we know that Pasuk in Shlach is talking about the korban that's brought for the Avodah Zorah. So the Gemara in the Hava Amina, it's only a Hava Amina, but in the Hava Amina, the Gemara says that it's taken out from the fact that the opening pasuk that opens up the discussion of this chet that brings the story of Avodah Zarah. It says, "Lemin hayoyim asher tziva Hashem v'holo l'doyrei seichem." And it's going to start doing violations of eros on commandments that I gave. "Min hayoyim asher tziva Hashem v'holo l'doyrei seichem." The commandments that I gave you from the time that I started commanding you v'holo l'doyrei seichem from then on to all generations. So says the Gemara, which is the very first min hayoyim asher tziva Hashem, which is the very first of the all mitzvah, of all the mitzvahs that were given from the yoyim asher tziva Hashem. At the Gemara says, "Have a yoyim asu avodah zarah." That I would say that that's avodah zarah. That's the very first of all the mitzvahs that were given when Hashem starts commanding the Jewish people, and therefore that's how you know it's sorry avodah zarah from the min hayoyim asher tziva. The Gemara slogs up this drasha because the Gemara tain is that there were earlier mitzvahs that were given in Mora when the Yidden on the way to Sinai they stopped off at Mora and they got three mitzvahs. They got different mitzvahs. The Gemara has a different cheshbon, 10 mitzvahs. Akapana eisha yia the. The Gemara says that min hayoyim asher tziva won't be a good source and learns from somewhere else. Hakoponim, what does the Gemara mean over there when it says that the very first mitzvah that's given min hayoyim asher tziva, which presumably means that the Mefarshim will speak it out, it means Sinai. At Sinai, the very first mitzvah was Avodah Zarah. Is this true or not? Is it emes that the first mitzvah at Sinai was Avodah Zarah? Zok the Rashbats, Zok the Tashbats, L'choira, Kepshuta, it was not, because the first mitzvah was Anoichi, and then the second dibur is a mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, L'yilachol him acherim. So why does the Gemara say that the first mitzvah was the Avodah Zarah? From there it's Mochrach, the Tashbats, that there's a strong raya from the Tera Bahag, that you see from there that Anoichi is not a mitzvah. And a male, the very first of the dibrim that's counted as a mitzvah, which is the second dibur, which is Lagia, that's the dibur in Avodah Zarah, and that's such a strong raya at the Tashbates that he was able to madcha the pashtus of our sugya and come up with a different mahalach, like we'll talk about shortly. Now, there's actually a number of Gedolim, Rishonim, Achronim that talk about this raya from a Sechta Horius, and the Megillas Esther, right over there on the side of the page in the Sefer Mitzvah Sloha, Rambam, the Megillas Esther is the classic Mefarish that's always defending the Rambam from the Kashis on him in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Megillas Esther writes that in his opinion, he would say that the Tashbates didn't look at Rashi, because the Rashi of Mamash says black and white over there in Horius Tafches, that the very first mitzvah is Avodah Zarah. So Rashi, like it says, the first, the beginning of it says, Hadibris, Rashi says, Noichi Velayia. That's Rashi Loshan, Noichi Velayia. So the Megillas Esther says, you see, Beferish, that Rashi understood that it's not the Pshat that Anoichi is not a mitzvah, but rather the Pshat is that Anoichi and Layia are both on the same type of core idea, the core concept. Layia is the negative, do not worship other deities, other beings. Anoichi is the positive, to worship only the Eibishter. In other words, as opposed to Lahavdol, to worship other beings. So therefore, they both go together, Anoichi and Layia, and they both ultimately focus on this idea of worshiping Hashem alone and not Avodah Zarah. According to Rashi, Faket, the Tashbates says that Rashi is a raya punkt Faket from the Tashbates, that Rashi is mavur behedi, that Anoichi is a mitzvah. Otherwise, Rashi is going to fall apart. It doesn't make sense. Why did Rashi bring an Anoichi? What the Gemara is looking at, the very first mitzvah that was given at Sinai, and if Anoichi is not a mitzvah, Rashi shouldn't have mentioned it. So you see, the Feirish that the Megillah says there, it's punk faket, and the Rashi is reading the Gemara, it comes that Anoichi actually is a mitzvah, which is like the Shita Tzah Rambam. The Iri, likewise over there, the Feirish addresses this question. Interesting, Mamash and the Meiri and Horius, and in his interesting lashon, he says that this that the Gemara says that the first mitzvah at Sinai was Avodah Zarah, he says, Loi does not mean that Dibur Loyia is the very first of the mitzvahs at Sinai. Kamoisha Dimu Rabim. He says the Feirish that a lot of people, the Meiri lived actually well before the Tashbates, and he says that a lot of people understood this Gemara to mean that the very first mitzvah at Sinai is Loyia. So this is an old shtel, an old question. About taking out from the sugya in Horius, and Kama Gedolim apparently did take out of the sugya in Horius that Anoichi is not a mitzvah. But that's not the correct pshat. Rather, the correct pshat is, says the Meiri, and he says on his own the same that Rashi says, or the same that Mefarshim say in Rashi, that the Dibur of Anoichi and the Dibur of Loyia Zokter are both together really on the general subject of Avodah Zarah. Because, says the Meiri, somebody is koifer in the Metzias of Hashem ends up worshipping Avodah Zarah, somebody's koifer in Avodah Zarah worships the Eibishter, and therefore they really both go together, and this is the other way. So, come on, you see that there are two different approaches to learning the sugya in Masechta Horius. The Lev Sameach, by the way, another Mefarish on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, points out that another thing about Anoichi is that it's not said in the form of a mitzvah. If you would just read it on your own in Chumash, you wouldn't see that it's a mitzvah. The Mishnah opens by introducing who he is, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Sheretzitis, Meichariz, Meitraim, etc., and then on commanding you, Lehi Lechonahim Achayim Alpanai. The Pashat flow of the Psukim Zokti, Lev Sameach, is that the first Pasuk of Anoichi is not a mitzvah, and the Anoichi, having the Ibishtah, having spoken of who is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he commands us a Leyeh. He says, that actually is a smach for the Bahag, that Anochi is not a mitzvah. It's not written in the tzur of a mitzvah, thou shalt believe X. It doesn't say anything like that. But Afal Pikein, Zotlev Sameach, there's no hechet to that for the Bahag, even though it could be a smach for him, because he really finds there's certain other mitzvahs in the Tayag that are counted as mitzvahs in the Tayag, despite the fact that they don't have the tzur of a command form. One example, there's actually more than one example, but one example he gives is, Hachoydash Ezel Ochem, Roish Chodoshim, which is a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says, that Rabbi Shlomo says, okay, this is the Rosh Chodoshim, and Afal Pikein, Chazal take out of there the mitzvah of Mekadesh the Chodesh. So you see this thing, Anoichi could have the same thing as well, according to the Rambam Zokter, Anoichi is going to be a mitzvah, even though it's not written as a command. As far as the question from our Gemara, what does Taka the Bahag do with the Gemara? The Gemara says that Anoichi and Leyia, Mipia Gvura Shamanim, and that's the two more beyond the 611. So you see Anoichi and Leyia both mitzvahs. Taka the Bahag hold it not. So this the Ramban already says over there, the Bahag read the Gemara, that Anoichi Leyia Lechon Mipia Gvura Shamanim means that therefore, within Loyia, there are two mitzvahs of Loyia, and in Mela, that's how you're able to have the 2 plus the 611. And that is, says the Ramban, that's Loyia lochelehim acherim, alponai, and loysas lochofasal, etc., not to fashion a pesel. In other words, there are actually two negative commandments, and the Bahag reckons them as two over there in the minimum mitzvahs. And consequently, the Bahag doesn't have to find in this Gemara that a noichi is a mitzvah, because he understood the noichi liam heak vurishamanum, and even though the noichi part doesn't add a mitzvah, but Legia had two mitzvahs, so the 611 plus the two that are included in Legia, and that's how the Bahag learned the Gemara. The Ramban is that Be'emes, he says that the Rambam is the one who's very shver from this Gemara, because it's one thing out there if Rambam would have learned that a noichi is a mitzvah, and Legia is one mitzvah, so I have one plus one, a noichi and Legia, and I end up with the 611 plus the one and the one is 613. And the Ma'isa Zokta, the Rambam actually sets it up differently, and he breaks up the Tzivuyim and Legia differently, and he actually found four different loisaseis in Legia. The Rambam, in other words, in the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam Rechens, he counts Lo Yir Lo Chalem Acher Al Ponai, which is one. Then the second one in the same dibber Lo Yisas Lo Chal Kol Pesel, etc. Then at the end it's Lo Yisas Lo Yisestach Velohem. Then it's Velo Yisah of them Ki Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Kel Kano. So there's four lois over there, right there in the second dibber, and the Rambam Rechens them all as independent misses. And the Ramban says the emissary of the Rambam is one who's very very shver, because Manashuch, if the Taka are 1 plus 4 mitzvahs that we were told directly from the Eibishter, one in Anoichi and four in Leyia, then it really Gemara should have said that the 608 that were told us by Moshe plus 5 told us by the Eibishter, and that brings you to 613. The Gemara says not like that, Zokter. The Gemara says that it was 611 that were told to us by Moshe and 2 by the Eibishter, and the Rambam is the one that's fair. How did he break up the Loyia, the second Dibur, into four different mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs that it messes up the Gemara. Now there are on this in the Achrayinim some attempts to answer it. Some which don't work so well. Gilas Sester on the side of the page over there says that Rambam understood that even though the second Dibur B'Klalusoi does contain four different commandments, four different mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but only the first of them, which is Lo Yir Lo Chalehim Acherim Al Panai, was said to us directly from Hashem. And then at that point, it transitioned, so to speak, apparently in the middle of the Dibur, according to the Miguel Sester, and from there on and in, the last three elements of the Dibur, which is Leisasa, etc., that was all told to us by Moshe. So that's the Miguel Sester solution. It's obviously somewhat awkward, but according to him, there are four mitzvahs in the second Dibur of Legia, but only the first one of them was told to us directly by the Eibishter. Now, some of the Achrayim tain on him that, aside from the fact that it's awkward, it really does not work well at all. Because, like we said before, from the Ramban and Chumash, and others also learn exactly the same way, the Isoid behind this, isn't just a Messiah from Sinai or something, but rather it's the Pshutah Shem Mikra and the Pashat Pshat of the Psukim that's Mavua, that the first two Dibur were told to us in the second person. Directly to us, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yir Lo Chal Elohim Acherim Al Ponai. The Eibishter speaks of himself in the first person, and he talks to us, and therefore that we heard from Hashem. The others are in the third person, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashov. Thou shalt not be noisay. This is Nishba Shu Ashov Noisay Hashem Hashem. That's in the third person. Abazoi the Mochreinim Taina. That since the entire second Dibur is written in the second person in exactly the same way, Beloshen Noichach, directly addressing us, so it doesn't work out at all to say what the Megillah says. Tosfos says that the second Dibur transitions in the middle, and then Moshe says the rest of it. Could it be written a different person? The rest of the Dibur would have had to be written a third person, according to that. The Benson of Meshach Chochma Tainus is this, by the way. In a very important piece in Chumash, he brings down some Achorim that wanted to learn this way, that you break up the second Dibur, and that the rest was said by Moshe, and he Tainus this thing, that it's not true, because you see the whole thing is written directly to us. The Meshach Chochma says, in his opinion, the absolutely correct understanding, the answer to this question is based upon a big Yisoid. He writes over there that Kvar Amarti, I already said this Yisoid, that Kol Divrei Rabbeinu Bechol Svarav Biyad Uvemoira Uveperish Mishnayos Ruach Achas Bohem. In other words, that the Rambam is one in all the Svarim, the Yad, the Moira, Nevuchan, the Perish Mishnayos, and you have to go through all the Mekimis and all these three Svarim, the Yad, the Moira, and the Perish Mishnayos, in order to see where his Diburim, his statements in the three, complement each other. Zokt of them, the Meshech Chochmah, that we know that the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim says a very big Yesoidiastik Achidish in this Gemara that says, which the Rambam quotes, and he does not learn a Kipshutai. The Rambam does not learn that it means that Klal Yisrael actually heard these Diburim, the Diburim themselves, straight from Hashem. It articulated, enunciated, so to speak, in the language that we think of as language. That's not what we heard from Hashem. Rather, says the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, they heard the coil of Elohim. That's all that they heard. They did not hear the Prati Vorim directly from the Ibishter. So what does it mean? Rambam, what that means is that we dare heard. Once we experience the coil Hashem, we dare heard an immediate, absolute fashtan, an absolute grasp and understanding the existence of the Rebbein Shem and the fact that there cannot be any being that should be a competitor to his, that should be a parallel in some way that'll offer a competition to the Rebbein Shem. Once we heard the Koil Elokim, that became something which intrinsically sank into our comprehension, our grasp to such an extent that we understood on our own the concepts of Anoichi and Le'yilucha. That's how the Rambam learned up the Pshat and Gemara in the Moreh Nevuchim, not that we actually heard the words on themselves. And that, Zok Meshech Chochma, once you recognize that Rambam is learning that way in the Moreh Nevuchim, you have to understand on your own that in Meila it's going to follow that the other three Diburim, in the other three statements within the Dibur of Loyia, which are proteistic individual statements, Loisasa, don't fashion an idol, Loisashtachva, don't bow, Loisav, to serve, those are individual Tzivuyim, which don't Nemzuch, they don't stem directly out of our comprehension that we got out of the Koil Hashem. That there would have to be individual tzivuim for, and that the individual tzivuim, we heard everything directly from Moshe, even as pertaining to the second Dibur, according to the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is that what the second Dibur and the first Dibur, also doesn't mean we heard direct, articulated, enunciated things from Hashem. Rather, what it means is we heard the Koil Elokim, which automatically gave to these Musogim. It just gave us the fundamental Musogim of Anoichi and Le'yilochem Achayim, that it can't be a competitor, not the proti dvorm of fashioning an oil, etc. The Rambam is Mela Zokter is very, very mechuvan l'shitosei, very, very precise. And there is no kash on the Rambam, according to his Havana in our Gemara. The Gemara is Mamshech, the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says that even though there's these Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs that they didn't hear at Sinai, but later on Gedolim, subsequent to Sinai, came along and they boiled it down to a lesser number. So Bo David vehemidin al Yud Aleph, and the Gemara goes through the Yud Aleph mitzvahs that David boils it down to, and then it gives Bo Yeshayahu, who comes centuries after David, and he boils it down to six. And then so on and so forth, the Gemara says until Chavakuk, and Bo Chavakuk vehemidin al Achas, of course, the Gemara is very, very awesome. What is this concept of boiling down the mitzvahs? Are we potter from the others? Are fashteitzach not? Nobody's going to suggest such a thing. That now that David said that there's 11 mitzvahs, so now the other 602 or something, you're totally potter from. The Gemara still doesn't mean that. But what the Gemara does mean is actually very unclear. Now, the Rivon, which is the parish on the side of the page, we usually have Rashi, the Rivon explains it to mean that what happened was David came and he hemidon al achas esrei, an 11. Shebetchelo, the people with tzaddikim, says the Rivon, and they're able to makabel the oil mitzvahs harve, a lot of mitzvahs. However, the Deres Achrayim were not tzaddikim so much, they weren't such big tzaddikim. If they were come to the Lishmeres Kulam, you wouldn't have anybody that would succeed. You wouldn't know how could anybody succeed? They weren't such big tzaddikim. You do all Taryag. Therefore, David came along and midon on only 11, Kadesh Yizku, they would be Zocha, and Mikamu Yud Aleph mitzvahs halolu. V'chein every single time as they went along, there is Holchem and Smaitim, and they're getting smaller, and people are getting getting smaller stature spiritually, and you have to have a less and less number. Now, the Rivan is actually very unclear. I mean, when it comes right down to it, what did David achieve by boiling it down to 11? So are you potter from the other 602 or not? I mean, Avadi, you're not potter of the 602, so then what exactly was achieved by David when he boils it down to the 11? It's very not mavur in the Lashon Rivan. Really, the only word in the Rivan that gives you the clue to what he meant is that he says over there that David boils it down to 11, Kadesha Yizku, and that's the key word, the Yizku, that there'll be Zalcha, presumably they'll have merit, in Mikhaim Liyud Aleph Mitzvah Lolo. And it's very Yitachain that the Pshat in this Rivan is that he means along the lines of the Drosh HaRan, who has an elaborate discussion of this in Drosh Vav, what the Gemara of the Gemara is, and he says a vort which fit well B'Pshutai into the Rivan that we have. Or Al Kapana that Korov Lozeh, along his line, Kadesh Pshat in the Rivan. But the Ran over there says in the Drosh Vav, is that the emes is that of the Tariq mitzvahs that we have, some of them, there are individual mitzvahs amongst them, that a person could be zoicha to such a tremendous shleimus by doing that mitzvah, he could be zoicha mamash techai elam haba from doing that one mitzvah shleimus. If he does it mamash completely with the shleimus, he could be zoicha elam haba from that one mitzvah. That's not true, but all the mitzvahs suck. There are some mitzvahs that don't have that quality, and some do. The Ibn Shem, when he gave the Torah, was not megala which of the mitzvahs have this quality, that from that mitzvah he could be zoicha the shleimus, and which mitzvahs don't have the quality, because he wanted the yidden to do all the mitzvahs without discriminating between them, and therefore he didn't reveal to us which are mitzvahs that a person could be zeichat the shleimus and be zeichat the chayim haba from the shleimus of that mitzvah alone. However, when it came centuries later to the time of David, David recognized that although in the past generations that were spiritually on a big madrega and it was possible to expect upon them, to call upon them, so to speak, to do all the mitzvahs in order by not knowing which ones are the individual ones that could bring it to the haba in a big way, by the Shpetedik time of David HaMelech, by the time it reached him, is already a bad thing for Klal Yisrael to not know, because they were anyhow unable to do all the Tariq mitzvahs b'shleimus, and they had sunk spiritually to the point that was not something you could call upon and expect to do. The Mela, consequently, David says to himself, it's better to megala to Klal Yisrael out of the Tariq mitzvahs, which are the ones that could bring a person, focusing on them b'shleimus mamish in the biggest possible perfect way, it could bring you to Olam Haba. And David is megala from amongst the Tariq, which are the mitzvahs, a special focus on those and getting them perfectly, bringing it to Elam Habob. Likewise, Zokti Aran, each subsequent generation, they said themselves, you know what, it's not just a question of 11, let's select from amongst the 11 the ones that could bring it to a Shleimus Mamish, and so on, and Zoy Vaiter, until you get to Chavakuk, who focuses on the one mitzvah that Mamish, you isolate that mitzvah, you do it to Shleimus Mamish, and you get Elam Habob, you call Elam Habob, and that's the mitzvah of Emuna, Vetzadik Bemenosa Yechye. So, in other words, the point is, the Shitas Haran is, the Gemara is not really about commandments. Of course, he commanded to do everything. You can't just exempt yourself from any single mitzvah, the Tariq mitzvah, the Torah. But the question is, over here, people, let's say, don't have the energy to do every single mitzvah b'shleimus mamish, and they're not holding by it. You know, when your mamish a very big bal madrega, and the yidden were bal madrega, they were holding by it. Then afterwards, they weren't. So where are you going to place your exceptional focus with the knowledge of the fact that this could bring about a chayel haba? And that is what this gemara is really about, is which mitzvahs are the focus upon those mitzvahs will bring about the chayel haba. And that's really pashtus what the Rivan means in similar lines, although he's not nochis necessarily, of course, to the details of the Drosh HaZaran and the question of which individual mitzvah. But what would seem is that the Rivan was saying that David is mechadish is focused upon this specific group, like the Rivan says, to be zeicha through them to get the schar. And then later on we have to identify a subgroup, a smaller group, and so on, a smaller group, and this is the group that they focus upon them is going to bring about a yizku bohem, the language of the Rivan, to bring about the schar. The Gemara goes on with another really quite cryptic Gemara, that the Omer Rabbi Yisrach Hanina said, Arba Gazeirois, Gozar Moshe Ben Al Yisrael, Moshe was Gozer on the Yidden, Bo Arbo Nevi'im Ubitlum. So the Moshe is Gozer for Gzeirus on the Yidden, and then later on the Nevi'im come much later on, the Mevatel is Gzeirus. Apparently it seems in essence that these four are all Hanhogois, which the Ibitzer is Mesiaches to Klal Yisrael, and later on four Nevi'im came along and they were Zeichat here to change this Hanhoga, Ibitzer is Mesiaches to Klal Yisrael in a more Rachmoniastic manner. The first one, for example, was explained over here by the Rivan. The first is Vayishkan Yisrael Betach Bodet En Yankiv. Omois comes in the Vatel Chadal Menu Mi Yokum Yankiv Kikotnu. Which the way the Rivan explains it to mean that originally you had to have a lot of Yidden who are Tzadikim Ki Yankiv, people who are Tzadikim just like Yankiv, in order to be able to have the Brocha from the Eibishter, but then Omez came along. There's not a lot of tzaddikim like Yankov in Klai Yisrael. Yankov Kikotan, who is only a small number of tzaddikim like Yankov. So therefore, Omez is Zoych, he's able to mevatel this expectation from the Rebbein Shem. There should be a lot of tzaddikim like Yankov, which is sufficient to have a small number of tzaddikim like Yankov. It's a more complicated pshat. But you see the aside that these four are able to mevatel the old gezeiros. Now, one of these is actually a big chiddush, and that is that the Gemara says that Moshe said, Poikin Ovo and Ovo Salponim. So Moshe says the Ibishter takes out, so to speak, the Nekomo, the Oinesh, on the Chat Chete Ha'ovois against their children, and then Yecheskel is mevatel that, because it says, HaNefesh HaChoytes HiSomus. In other words, apparently only the Nefesh HaChoytes will die, as opposed to nobody dies for the Chet of their father. Only the individual's Choyte will die. According to the Pasha of this Gemara, it seems that Yecheskel was Oiker, it was Oiker with his tefillahs, presumably, to be Oiker, a tremendous Yesoid Bemis that you find in the Chumash Poiket Oven Oves Alponin. And Masho over here points out that, of course, the Chazal say on that, that's Bo'isin Ma'isin Ma'isin Avisehim Be'adehim. In other words, it only applies in the case of the Bonim while continuing to sin the same sins of the fathers. So then when the sons get punished, it's not just their own sins they get punished for, but also those of the fathers. So the Masho over here seems like a Pshutoi. You know, that the Pshat is that that only exists until Cheskel. Once Cheskel comes along, that's it. Even if the Oisin Ma'isin makes no difference. And the no one gets any more punishment anymore for the chatam of the fathers. And there's now Anoga, which is Mamash Mefurish and the Chumash in different places, which no longer exists. And which really is a very, very mechudistic thing, to say the least. There's a very interesting thing. I wanted to mention the Malbim in Yecheskel in Perek Yud Ches. It's Mavui. He didn't learn the Gemara this way, which is, of course, is, you know, you could understand why somebody wouldn't learn that way. I'm going to go through the basics of the Shittat HaMalbim. The Malbim of the there writes that if you look at where it says Poiket Oven Oves Alponim in the Chumash, in what specific context does it say this thing? So they said in the context of Avodah Zorah, Lo'yeh L'choy L'him Acherim Alponim, etc. Ki Anoich Hashem Alekecha Kel Kano Poiket Oven Oves Alponim, etc. So in other words, it's specifically Avodah Zorah, and the Malbim has this mechudistic understanding that it's really Avodah Zorah specifically that has this thing of Poiket Oven Oves Alponim, and the reason is because the Ibishter is a Kel Kano, Anoich Hashem Alekecha, so to speak, an Ibishter who's Kaviyochel jealous. It's just a metaphor, obviously, but it means that the Ibishter, so to speak, is not soivel the existence that you set up some kind of fake competitor, some pagan competitor against him. He's a kelkano, and therefore he's poiket oven oves habonim. The Malbim says that's a yesoid he brings to the Rambam. The Mor Nevuchim says that we only find the lashon of kelkano, jealousy, so to speak, on avodah zorah. You never find it in anything else. And the kelkano that generates the kelkano poiket oves habonim. So therefore, the Malbim says it's really specifically avodah zorah that generates the poiket oves habonim. Meila took the Malbim that v'balt at the time of Yecheskel, we know there was this battle, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah, and Anshikin said, "Oh, Mavat the Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah." That was B'shas Yecheskel. So, Mele, nobody was worshiping idols anymore at the time of Yecheskel, Zok the Malbim. And since nobody was worshiping idols, that's pshat that from Yecheskel and on, we have a new anhaga of Nefesh Achoytis Yisomus. As until then, Be'emes, in other words, many, many of the various they were doing, even other various were koruch with Avodah Zorah. They were connected with Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah was a very big part of the Mahalach HaChaim of the Gittin, the Bayis Harishain. And if it was connected with Avodah Zorah, there would be a poiken over the Habonim. Mashing the time of Yecheskel and on, Avodah Zorah is no longer in the equation because it was his battle the Yetzer. So now there's no Mamela, no longer any poiken over the Habonim. And that's, he says, it's Pshat in this Gemara in Makkos, which he quotes. He says, Pshat in the Gemara is not that the Ibishter's poiken over the Habonim is gone, bottled, it doesn't exist anymore, but rather that the Ibishter be Roy of Rachm of Alaris and Vatli Yetzer of Avodah Zorah. In the Mamela, they won't be anymore visiting the sins of the forefathers and the children because they won't be anymore Avodah Zorah. Now, as for many years, I always had this question on the Malbim. I never understood how he could say such a thing. That Chazal say, he quotes the name of Chazal. He says, Chazal tell us that the Yetzirah became bottled in the time of Yecheskel. And Shlomaisa is a pleiadic thing to say, and is against the famous Gemara in Yuma da Samach Tes, where the Gemara speaks about the bittle of Yetzirah over the Zorah, and the Gemara is Mukach over there that it took place in the beginning of Bayis Hasheni. Yecheskel is Menab at the end of the Bayis Harishon, and somewhat into the Golos after the Bayis Harishon. You're talking several decades before at the time when the Yetzirah became bottled, according to the Gemara. The Gemara is Mukach like that. It brings Psukim from Sefer Ezra and Psukim from Sefer Zechariah. They called out to the Ibishter B'Koyel Godoyel, and the Gemara understands over there that that refers to the Bakosha, that the Avodah Zorah should become bottled from between us, that the Gemara Pasuk quotes a Pasuk, and then it says they saw a lion come out of the base Kodesh Kochim, a lion, a fire, and they said that's the Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah, V'yoyim Zois Horisho, quotes a Pasuk from Zechariah like that. Zechariah and Ezra were contemporaneous, the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni. It's really Mukh in the Gemara, and the Enshik Nesadah Mavatal the Yetzirah of the Zohar at the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni, which is several decades after what the Malbim says, who is Botel HaMevicheskel, and he's miyachas that to Chazal, and he learns how a Gemara like that. I managed for many years, I had no shum teretz on what I felt as a pleiadic akasha on the Malbim. In looking the Malbim over again for this shir, I was oymid mesama b'schus harabim on what appeared to be the correct understanding, the correct answer to the question, although the Lashon of the Malbim still needs work. It seems that would certainly appear that the Malbim understood that this Gemara over here in Makos is going not like the sugya in Yuma, but rather based upon a Midrash and the Midrash Rabbah that has a different alternative approach, and it clearly seems to be choluk on the Gemara. In the Midrash Rabbah, in Shir Shirim, it says, Amos Aineka Yetzahor the Avodah Zarah. So it actually asks, Beferish, when was it uproot the Yetzahor Avodah Zarah? The Medrash Rabbah over there brings two shitas. One is the time of Mordechai and Esther, and the other shita is Vimei Hanani V'Shov Azariah. Now, Hanani V'Shov Azariah, you're talking about a little bit after the Churban Bayis HaRishon, and the Hemshach of the Medrash of the Yetzmavur, Beferish, Hanani V'Shov Azariah, that was the time of Yecheskel. Hanani V'Shov Azariah didn't bow down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. They were Moise Nefesh, they could have been killed for it. He did try to kill them for it, threw them into the fire, and it's mavur over there, mamish in the medrash, the whole story that Hanani V'Shov Azariah weren't sure what to do, and they didn't want to bow down, and they went to Yecheskel, and they asked him for haftocha from Hashem, what he should do. The Ebrister refused to give them a haftocha. There's a whole story there, but Al-Kopani is mavur over there, befeirish, that at that time, Hanani V'Shov Azariah, mestam in the schus of the Messias Nefesh, the Ebrister is mevatel Yetzahor over the Zorah, and it says in the medrash that was Hanani V'Cheskel. So Dutzoch, the Malm is really referring to that medrash, and he's learning apparently that Al-Gamar goes at that medrash, that the Yetzahor over the Zorah becomes bottled Hanani V'Cheskel, and that he's learning this Gemara is based on that, and in Mele there's no Avodah Zorah element to the Averis anymore, and consequently, therefore, each person is Nido and Fazich Bifnei Atzmoy, presumably because you don't have the Kel Kano. Anoich Hashem Alekecha Kel Kano Poikei Dov and Oves Habonim, that the Ebershter, so to speak, metaphorically, jealously, is Poikei Dov the Oves Habonim. Now there's no longer an Avodah Zorah, you don't have the Mido of Kel Kano anymore, so then the Ebershter from then on in is Nevesh HaChoytis Thomas. He just takes that each person's Averis on themselves, and not that he visits the sins of the forefathers upon the children who are Oichsin Avesayim B'yadayim. The Gemara concludes the Masechta Makos, with a very, very famous story. It says that Shuv HaMachas, a different time, they were only Shalayim, and etc. So they reach the Harabayas, and they see a Shul Yotzer mi Beis Kodesh Kodshim. They see the fax coming out of the Beis Kodesh Kodshim, and all the other Chachom start crying, and Rebbe Kiva is Metzachik, and Rebbe Kiva is laughing. So they said to him, why are you laughing? So he says, why are you crying? And they said, the Bokum that it says, Zorakor of Yumos, and Shuolim Hilchuboy, the foxes are going to be Kodesh Kodshim, how can we not cry? So he says to them, L'kachani Mesachek, that's why I'm laughing, because he brings a pasuk in, say for Yeshaya, a little bit of a complicated pasuk, I'll talk a little bit about it. And in other words, over there's a whole, I don't want to get into the details, because it's a little complicated, but there's a story there that Yeshaya is given, that he's supposed to write up a document about the Ebershter's Peronius that he's also to bring upon the Yidden, and he's made Edom on the document, that the two Edom that he's taught to be made on the document are Uriah HaKoyen and Zechariah ben Ibrahio. For Etti Gemara, who is Uriah HaKoyen and Zechariah ben Ibrahio? These are two people who weren't even contemporaries at all. And by the way, both of them live well after Yeshaya, incidentally. This is a Mar Nevuah, so he's seeing people that live well after him. So Uriah HaKoyen lives at the end of the Bayis HaRishon, and he's a Novi who is Menabi at the end of the Bayis HaRishon. Zechariah ben Ibrahio is a Novi who is Menabi at the beginning of the Bayis HaSheni. The Novi Zecharia and Zecharia Malachi. So they're not even contemporaries. They don't live at the same time. Why are they being brought together? There's no shaychus one to the other. So the Gemara says, and then Ella Tola Kosa the Nevuah of Zecharia and the Nevuah of Uriah. Uriah is Menabe, a very negative Nevuah, that because of your Averis, Sion Sodate Choresh, Higher Bias, ENT, etc., etc. In other words, that the Sion is going to be plowed under a terrible klola. And in Zecharia, there's a Nevuah of Bracha, Oid Yates of the Canaan of the Canaan, Berchavis Yishaloyim, etc., that people that get going to have even a placid a piece, a haftocha, a bracha in the Yerushalayim. So until it was Niskayim, the Nevuah of Uriah, I wasn't sure the Nevuah of Zechariah wouldn't be Niskayim. But now that the very harsh, negative Nevuah of Uriah is Niskayim, and the fax is coming to the Kodesh Kodshim, so then I see, Biadua, the Nevuah of Zechariah is going to be Niskayim also, and they heard that, and they felt comforted as well. But Loshna Zomeloi, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. There is a Moritika Orchaner over here, Benegeh, to why they saw the fax coming out of the Beis Kodesh, and what's the symbolism of the fax, the shul. So he says that we see that the chatoim that brought the Churban Bayis HaRishon were represented to the chachomim in the image of a fiery lion. We mentioned that before from the sugya in Yuma, a lion of fire. And that was, that was the chet of Avodah Zorah that brought about the Churban Bayis HaRishon, Be'ikra of Avodah Zorah, and that's like a fiery lion. That's the chet, the terrible Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah. The chet that brought about the Bayis HaSheni, which is what being represented, Achom over here, they live after the Bayis HaSheni, that there was Sinas Chinam, like the Gemara tells us in Yuma. Sinas Chinam brought about the chet of the Bayis HaSheni. So that the Sinas Chinam is represented at Achom in the picture of a shul, a fax. Now, a fax, you always have in the different Misholim of the Chazals, the fax is the one that's tricky. The fax is the one who has a lot of tachbulois and mezimois. It works with tricks and knavery. And the Ochaner says that when the Yetzirah wants a person to be over in Sinas Chinam, it never goes straight and says, why don't you go and hate that person? But rather, it always goes with tachbulois and tricks and mezimois and convinces the person that it's not Sinas Chinam at all. Chas v'sholom, faket, it's a mitzvah. Look what kind of person he is. Look what kind of thing he's doing. Look what influence he has. You have to speak up. You have to hate him. You have to do this. You have to speak up to people against him. Make sure nobody likes him. So every single time that the Yetzirah always goes to convince us to do a Sinas Chinam zokter, it's always in the oifen of a shul, in the oifen of the facts. And the mele, when they're being represented to them, the chatom of the Bayis HaSheni, which are still around, unfortunately, they're still making that churban Bayis HaSheni, that was represented to them in the image of a shul. Now, why does the Gemara say at the end that Rabbi Akiva said that until the nevuah of Uriah was miskayim, the negative nevuah of Uriah was miskayim, I wasn't sure whether the nevuah of Zechariah was miskayim. What do you mean you're not sure? What is it not to be sure about that the nevuah of Zechariah is going to miskayim? It's a nevuah of Toiva, and it has to be miskayim. That's the rule of Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that the nevuah of Toiva has to always be miskayim. So the Achrayim asks his kasha, a different pshatim. I saw in the Rinas Yitzchok in Yeshaya that he learned pshat as follows. Rinas Yitzchok brings from Biruchim and the Das Chochum Musa that the oifen by which the Erishter brings Geula to Klal Yisrael is Dafket Tzora followed by Geula. There's a Seder. Tzoras followed by Geula. And therefore, Zokter Rinas Yitzchok, if there wouldn't be the Tzoras, then there wouldn't be the Geula. In other words, like this, if it would just be Bracha, so it's going to have to happen. But over here, if Chas V'Sholem, you know, if the Tzoras wouldn't come, so then the Geula won't follow from there either, because the Geula is something which is given in a Seder. Don't just barge straight into a Geula. The Seder is Tzora followed by Geula, and therefore, until Rebbe Akiva sees that Tzora of Uriah was Miskayim, the Nevuah of Uriah was Miskayim, Leroa, Chas V'Sholem, so therefore, then he's able to see, okay, so now the Seder has already begun, and maybe we could look ahead to have the positive Nevuah of Zechariah be miskayim, the oydiyesh of the kain was the kain that's bechavi yishalayim. He doesn't speak out anything really over there in the Rinas Yitzchok about why the Seder is like that. You know, they have to have dafke, have tzora followed by geula. I want to talk a little briefly about it, and I'd like to just say over the Tosis in that connection. Tosis over here points out a very important thing. They says that the truth is, I don't know if you're familiar with this Navi called Uriah. You know, I mean, most people have never even heard of him at all. There really was such a person called Uriah. He was a Navi, and Tosis points out that he's mentioned in Yirmiyah and Perek Chavov. And Taisus quotes the story a little bit about it. Taisus asked the Kasha that, Bemis, if you look over there, Yirmiyah Chavov, Uriah doesn't say this thing. In fact, it doesn't say at all what it says. There's no mention of exactly what Uriah said over there. But what it says over there is, and just go through it very bekitzer, it says that Yirmiyah was being machiach to Am, and the people were not interested in hearing him, which was pretty much the rule for him, so they tried to kill him. They wanted to put him to death. And the Sorim came, and they saved Yirmiyah from death at the hands of the people, and they said that, how could you kill him? We know that Micha HaMayrashti, that's the Novi Micha in Treyasar, he was Menabe de Klal Yisrael, and he said very harsh things, that see and saw the Tichorish, Harabaya see and Tia, Did they react? Did Chizkiyah is a century and a half earlier. Did Chizkiyah react in that way to Micho when he said these harsh things? No. Halo Yoreas Hashem. They feared Hashem. Vayachaldi davened the pnei Hashem. Vayinocham Hashem al roshe dibur Hashem aleim. And that's the right reaction. The Sorim said to them. The nobles said to them that you should be reacting that way. And therefore they saved the Yirmiyah. The pasuk is mamshich that there was also somebody called Uriah Hakoyin who was Menabe,
He was menabi very harsh, negative nevuahs, and the king Yoyakim heard about it, and vayavakash hamelech hamisa, the king wanted to kill him, and in the end the king sent after him, he ran away, and the king sent after him and had him murdered. That's all it says over there. There's no mention of what Uriah said. So frektoisis, why does the Gemara quote the name of Uriah, it seems hodate chorish, that's something which actually Micho said, and not Uriah. It's octoisis that the Gemara understood that midrashically, from the smichas hapsukim, that the same thing that Micho had said, Uriah also said. So mele, therefore, we know that Uriah said this thing about seeing hodate chorish as well, because those were the found in the Sefer Micha, and we're dashing the smichos from what it says about Micha in the early in the psukim over there to what it says in Uriah later in the psukim. We're maspach the psukim. We say that Uriah said seen sodat echarish. That's the toisis. I wanted to make just a couple of points very briefly. First of all, it's very interesting, and if you think about it, people hear this story at Siyum all the time. They always hear people say over this Gemara. So it's taller than the vase shaschayah than the vore of Uriah. Now lemaisa, there's no explicit mention in Tanakh anywhere of what Uriah said at all. Toisis learns it out from a drasha from the smichas psukim. We aren't even told what Uriah said, but interestingly, the Haftochas and the Brochas of Oyd Yesh Tzorah, the Kenim of the Kenis of Zechariah, are totally in the negative Nevuahs to Uriah. Now, why don't we just be toiled in the Nevuahs of Micha? Why didn't the Ibisha just say, okay, let's have Micha and Zechariah sign on the Shtar? Micha, we know exactly what his Nevuahs are, and Micha, his Nevuahs are before them, Beferish and Sefer, they're written down the Doiros in the Sefer Micha and the Treyosar, you know? So maybe Micha should have been the aid that shall the aid sign together with Zechariah ben Yerechio on the star, and then what's that? It's Dafka Uriah. The answer to that is actually very, very clear, because as I mentioned before in the Psukim, that actually Micha said this very negative, harsh nevuah of Tzion Sodet Techoresh, and what happened was, like the Pusik says, did they react negatively? Did they kill him? No. Rather, the Pusik says that the Sorim said what happened by Micha was, Homei Semisu, Haloy Yoreas Hashem, they feared Hashem, and they davened to Hashem, in other words, so what happened was that Micha's nevuah wasn't miskayim at all. It wasn't miskayim. And Micha lived a century and a half before the Churban in the time of Chizkiah. And really, Chas v'Shalom, it could have been the base of Midrash Churban Chor in the time of Chizkiah, a century and a half early. But since the people were tzaddikim, Akoponim Chizkiah was a tzaddik, and Chizkiah guided the people, and he led the people in tefillah. So therefore, it ended up that his nevuah was bottled. So Avadi, you're not going to be telling the nevuah of Zechariah and the nevuah of Micha, because his nevuah never even came to fruition at all. But what happened was that over a century later, we have somebody named Uriah, and Uriah was a Navi in the time of Yehoyakim, shortly before the Churban HaBayis, but he was Menabe, that same thing that had been said by Micha over a century earlier of Tzion Sodet Techoresh, and his Nevuah did end up getting this Kayan, because the people did not do Tshuva, so his Nevuah is the one that the positive Nevuah is Zechariah is totally in. The only thing I wanted to be Moisif, why not be just be Toyla the Brochas of Zechariah and the Nevuah of Yirmiyah? There's an entire long sefer of Yirmiyah, dozens of prokem, all the different techoches and the different rebukes and the voice and all the different things that Yirmiyah said to the people. The truth is, the Uriah seems to have been like a one-shot novi. He said something very negative one time. See, inside of the Chorosh, he was chased out of town by Yoakim. He ran away to Mitzrayim, and Yoakim sent assassins after him, and they had him killed over there in Mitzrayim. And this person, Uriah, who is almost an anonymous figure, Kamat, he's the one that would toila the nevuahs of Zechariah in him. I think Duchzach, I just want to be most of this thing, and the Pshat is because Yirmiyah's Nevuah got rejected time and again and again and again by the people. And that's like, it's best in the Pesukim over there in Yirmiyah Chavava saying it, but you go through Sefer Yirmiyah, you see it throughout, you see it standing. They tried to kill him. There's a whole passage over there about the Anshei Anosois, the inhabitants of Yirmiyah's own hometown, who tried to have him poisoned, they tried to have him killed, and they rejected his Nevuah time and time again. And Meila, that Nevuah's Yirmiyah should serve as the impetus, as the stimulus, so to speak, to bring about the brocha of the Nevuah's of Zechariah. Now that it's Niskayim, so now the brocha of Zechariah Niskayim, that Klal Yisrael had given up the Adayim because they had rejected the Nevuah's of Yirmiyah. They rejected the Techocha, and they weren't interested in being Choyzel Lamutiv. They weren't Choyzel Lamutiv as a result of Yirmiyah's Nevuah. Mashenkin, Uriah's Nevuah was never rejected by Klal Yisrael. In fact, they never had a chance to reject it. He said this Nevuah, and right away Yoyakim had him chased down, and hunted down, and killed by assassins. So Mela, Uriah's Nevuah, which is a very small amount of Nevuah, and didn't compare to the tremendous proclam Nevuah of Techocha, of Rebuke, of Peronius, that Yirmiyah's Menabe, their Nevuah of Uriah, that left its Roshim. And even the Beshas, the Yidden are not even interested in hearing it, they're not even interested in their hearing it. Afal Pi Kein, since they didn't reject it, it was Koine, its Mokam, and their Lev, and Shpeter, when it came about and it was fulfilled, and see in Sadati Chorish, and the Shul Yosef Beis Kodesh Kochim, you look at the Shul Beis Kodesh Kochim, and you can see the fulfillment of Uriah's Nevuah, and you can makir the way his nevuah is kinda shvisa belev, that it left its roishim in the lev of the mensch, that Klal Yisrael recognizes that the Eibishter wants for us to be good, to be choizel muta, to do tshuva, and he's willing to do what it takes to bring about their chazorah b'tshuva in us. That koyach, that roishim that Uri's nevuah leaves in the lev of Adam, that's what brings about the hachonis, the first steps to the kiyum hanevuah, the brocha hasida of Zechariah ben Yevarech Yo, oid yeshu zekainim zekainos b'choyvus Yerushalayim. We should be zoicha to see, to experience the kiyum, the fulfillment of the nevuas l'toiv of Zechariah and of all the neviim, the shleimus in our own days, like we say in the kinois, sasoin v'simcha, that we should experience happiness and joy, v'nos yogoin v'anocha, and should run away all of the yogoin and anocha, all of the sorrows, b'shuvi l'Yerushalayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.